Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have got a fantastic show planned for you this evening. And I know you hear me say that every time we come on the air, but you know what? If you look at television, any of the game show hosts or any of the talk show hosts, they pretty much say the same line. So these are sort of standard lines that people use, and it's basically to draw the audience into to get them engaged into what's coming forward. And, you know, it's basically to get the audience where they're excited about the impending show. So you'll hear us say that all the time, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But nevertheless, you know, it's a line that's been out there for, countless years, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. So, yes, we do have a fantastic show planned for you tonight. I'm looking forward to my featured guest, which is in the queue right now, that's going to be joining us momentarily. I just want to talk about our last show where we got into the subject of what was our last week's topic, where we talked about men and women. Basically, we did a one part one and part two. What's the point to anything? What's the point to anything? And these were questions that we certainly were asking people. What's the point to anything? And the show was so exciting that we actually had to do a follow-up and do a part two for that particular show. Because when you think about it, no matter what you're having to deal with, you will, you know, you possibly would ask yourself, what's the point to anything? What's the point to being married if you're not happy? What's the point to working all the time if you can't pay your bills? What's the point to, if you're a teacher, you know, talking to those kids who are getting themselves into behavioral problems and issues? If you're trying to save them when they, in fact, are not listening, you know, so what's the point to anything? And the show was not presented to have a negative flavor. In fact, the show was presented to give people an opportunity to explore some options, some viable options that they may have thought about. Tonight we're going to lean towards doing an exclusive. And by exclusive, I mean we're going to pretty much hold on to the featured guest this evening. The two of us, you know, the producers have indicated to me that they want us to kind of go back and forth with minimal interference from some of our calls, because tonight's story is a very important story centered around tonight's topic. You know, our topic for this evening is, are some men intimidated by independent women? Are some men intimidated by independent women? And I think that this is a very good topic. It's one that you all have been asking for, and we're certainly going to do it tonight. And I can't guarantee you how things are going to turn out, because we oftentimes get controversy on the air. But nevertheless, we respect everybody's opinion. Let me go ahead now and bring in my featured guest. And I hope I can get this name right. Tonight's topic are Some Men Intimidated by Independent Women. Miss Shanai. I want to say Miss Shanai, but let's go ahead and get the proper name and introduction. Miss Shanai, this is Dr. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You are on the air live. It is so good to have you. And let's first start by giving me the correct saying of your name.
Yes, thank you for having me. You're close, but not exactly right. It's Miss Shani. And
Shani, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. There you
That's
go.
That's okay, Shani. Dr. Walker. I'll give you a pass for this evening.
I appreciate that, Miss Shani. I really do appreciate that. Miss Shani, tell us what it is, what you do, how you do it, why you do it. And is anybody intimidated because you do it?
Well, like I said, my name is Miss Shani. You can find me on Instagram at LoveShani7. That's LoveShani7. And I'm a healthcare professional. I started off in the field of dentistry as a dental assistant many years ago, many moons ago. And then I became an LPN. And before I, settled in there, I said, you know what, let's go for the RN. And so that's what I did. And became an RN. I used to teach in the field of education, vocational, on the vocational level, and love teaching, just like I love being in the medical field. And I'm just really excited to be your featured guest this evening, and I want to thank you for having me. Hello to all your listeners out there.
All right. Excellent. Excellent, Ms. Shani. Let me just ask you, give me your, before we go into tonight's story, and we're going to do a limited amount of respondents to some of our calls tonight because this is a hot topic, and we will only take a select number of calls tonight because I really want to dig deep into this. So I want you to first know that we respect all opinions over the air. Sometimes we don't agree,
sure.
But we have come to terms of agreeing to disagree. You're okay with that?
Oh, I'm okay with that because I'm going to agree to disagree on many things.
All right. There you go. I love that already. All right. Let's begin by asking you, before I go into the story, into the tonight's story, do you think that there are men out there really now that are intimidated? I mean, that's a strong word, by an independent woman. Intimidated is a strong word now. So do you think that there are possibly some guys out there who are intimidated?
Well, Dr. Walker, I'm going to say yes with full confidence because I have male friends that they are secure in who they are, and they've come to me personally and said they have friends that are intimidated by women and come to them and, you know, kind of confide in them and say, listen, I'm intimidated by this lady, or, you know, as men have gotten to know me, they've, you know, divulged later on and said, you know, I was intimidated by you at first before I got to know you. It was really hard to, you know, come up and speak to you. And so I've gotten a little bit of, you know, intel on that. So, yeah, I think for sure there are some guys that are intimidated by independent women. It exists.
Okay, let me ask you this question here. And now, I've often heard, even growing up in my teenage years, that men are intimidated oftentimes. I mean, there was a time or an era or a period where men were more intimidated by women who were drop-dead gorgeous, they would say. I mean, that's a good-looking woman over there, and it's difficult to approach her because, you know, she's going to be expecting these things. Have times really changed? I mean, let's just say, are you married, Miss Shani?
I'm not married. I was married, divorced, and so I definitely have been there, done that. However, I think there are some men that are intimidated by extreme beauty, but then there are men that are intimidated by other factors as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just luck, it's other things, you know? It's other things, like if she's in a position of power, for example, and she's maybe running her own company or just more financially stable than he is, you know, those are points of intimidation to a man, you know, depending on who the man is.
All right. All right. We're going to stand by just for a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly listen by way of internet. Just simply go to drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com, or you can certainly go to drjessewalkerinc.com as well. Tonight's topic is, are some men intimidated by independent women? And our featured guest for the evening is Miss Shaney. We're going to just go to the phone lines briefly for a second. We're going to go to, looks like, Miami calls, 305-684. You're live. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And let me ask, who do we have with us this evening?
Hey, Dr. Walker. This is Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us this evening. Tim, we see that you're anxious to get in. Tim, did you have a comment or a question before we go to tonight's story for either myself or our featured guest, Ms. Shaney?
Well, I think the topic should really be, should men be intimidated over a woman that has that's independent? Because today's society, Dr. Walker and Ms. I'm sorry, Shanice or whatever. I'm sorry.
Shaney. Hi.
Say it again.
Shaney.
Pronounce it again.
Shaney. Okay, Ms. Shaney. Women today want men to be intimidated with their independence. So I think the topic should be, should men be intimidated?
Okay.
That's a different perspective. Okay.
Uh-huh. And what makes you feel that way, Tim?
Because I believe a lot of women want to prove that they don't need a man for financial stability, which is fine. But at the end of the day, a lot of women are very lonely. You take Halle Berry, for instance, who has everything that she could want, possibly want, and everything. But at the end of the day, she's miserable because she can't have a love life because of her her craziness. And she's so independent and so well-known and famous and all this stuff or whatever.
Man.
But her love life sucks. And I'm pretty sure J-Lo is the same way. They don't need a man. That's how they feel. I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I have everything. I have my independence. I don't need a man for this. But at the end of the day, they're lonely.
Wow.
Are you
saying
the women that...
At the later on in life, they're looking for a companion because they're lonely. You know, right now, you don't need anybody. But you're driving everybody away because of your attitude, because you're so independent, as they say.
Okay. All right, before we go to tonight's story, Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Shaney, before we go to the story, let me give you an opportunity to respond to some things that Tim may have said.
Yeah, you know, I think he has the male perspective is excellent here. For one of the points I was going to bring up in this evening's discussion was – by definition, independent woman is someone who doesn't need anyone to maintain, okay? She's standing alone on her own, right? But then you have the independent woman who is humble, and then you have the independent woman that that Tim's talking about, that she kind of prides herself in being this independent woman. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, proud of what you've accomplished in life, but some women can carry an air of arrogance that does push the male away. And I think that he has a point in saying that. But to say all independent women have this perspective, I don't agree. We're going to have to agree to disagree if that's what he's saying.
And you know what? I'm sorry, because that's true. Not all women are like that, but it does happen a lot like that. I'm sorry to say that.
And these women are celebrity status women too.
No, not only celebrity status. There are a lot of independent women who are out there who have, you know, great careers. You know, they take care of themselves, which is a great thing for a woman to build themselves up like that and not need a man financially or, you know, for whatever they need. That's great. I take nothing away from a woman like that.
So, Tim,
but,
I have a question for you. Go ahead.
Sure.
I'll let you finish your point.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, my question for you is, are you intimidated by independent women?
I'm not intimidated by any person, period, male or female.
So that's the point I wanted to bring out, Dr. Walker. I feel that at the base of this, an independent woman that stands alone might not be the issue here. Maybe it's the insecurity in the male that approaches that woman. See, we have a secure male on the line.
He says
he's not going to have an issue. So an insecure woman won't have an issue with this man. However, if an insecure guy calls in, he's going to have a lot of really different perspectives.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I love how you put it.
I sort of missed Dr. Walker.
Okay, Tim, I'll run it back for you. What I was saying was, I asked you, are you intimidated by an independent woman? You didn't even hesitate. You said, nope, I'm not intimidated by anybody. As a matter of fact, you said male or female. So my point was, we have a secure man on the line. I think that it's, the issue is not so much as the woman is being independent as much as she's dealing with an insecure male. If a male is insecure, he's going to have issues with this independent woman. But if an independent woman runs into you, and we're talking about that humble independent woman now, I don't think you'll have an issue because you said you're a secure guy. So that's the point I brought up. Dr. Walker chuckled a little bit on that.
And that's where
I can't help it. I really couldn't help it. Let me give this commercial break because they're sending me a signal. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can certainly listen in at drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. You're just joining us. My future guest this evening is Miss Shaney, and we've got a hot one tonight. The topic is, are some men intimidated by independent women? Okay, Tim, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off. And then we're going to get right to the story.
I feel secure with myself because I'm actually in a relationship with an independent woman who makes a lot more money than me, a lot more money, but that's her money. She worked her tail off to get where she is, and it's hers. But at the same time, she loves me, I love her, and we do what we need to do for each other. You know, she supports me, I support her. She might support me a little more financially, but I support her a lot more mentally.
And it kind of balances out. And that brings up another point. Do you feel, Dr. Walker, this could be even to you. I mean, I love the male perspective. You know this. Do you feel that an independent woman becomes an independent woman because she makes more money? Is it the financial thing that makes her independent for the most part? Or can she be an independent woman aside from the money factor? Like, what's your perspective on that?
Well, absolutely. It's interesting that you ask that. I don't think it's just the money that or money is even a consideration in some cases. Each situation is a case-by-case situation. Because some women don't have that money, but they're independent with what they do have. And now, if you were to ask me, I don't see anything. Let's define independent, first of all. Ms. Shaney, give me your version of tonight's story. And I got to go into tonight's story, but just give me just a synopsis of how you might identify from the context of what's being presented tonight over the air of independent. And I'd like to hear from somebody else with their perspective on independent, particularly as it relates to a woman. And then, Tim, I'll ask you that same question. Then we will go to tonight's story.
Oh, simply put, an independent woman does not rely on anyone to maintain. She can live independent of anyone else. She can provide as far as paying her bills. I feel that her transportation is sure. She's not getting on the phone and saying, hey, can you take me up the road right quick? You know, she's independent on her own, and she's self-reliant. That's my definition.
I like that. Tim, give us yours, and then we got to go right to tonight's story. They are threatening me over here. Go ahead, Tim.
I agree. She's financially stable to take care of herself. She doesn't need anybody to do anything for her. She can take care of her own bills, her own whatever she has to do. That's perfectly fine with me for a woman to be like that. And they don't have to aggravate the mess out of me to do all this and do all that.
if she can do it herself. And if she pisses me off, I can tell her, you can do it yourself, and she does it.
Now, I think sometimes we could allow pride to come in, and we can get it twisted with a male or female on what we might deem to be independent, because you've got women who are not, and you've got men, of course, but since tonight we're asking the question of are some men intimidated by independent women, you do have, and Ms. Shaney, you asked this question earlier of me, we do have women who may not make the monies to take full care of themselves, but yet their independence and that pride can be of such, and maybe not, but I think all of us have it, where the woman says, well, you know what, I don't need him, you know, I'll eat rice and beans, I'll eat cabbage if I have to, you know, I'll eat the same meal every day, I'll eat a sandwich, you know, before I let him think that I need him because of his arrogance, his attitude, or whatever the situation may be, you know. So you do have that. So we're going to ask you to briefly respond to that. Give me your thought, and then Ms. Shaney. And listen, if I don't read this story in the next 30 seconds, they're probably going to throw me out of here.
You do have a lot of women who don't have it financially and don't want to depend on anybody, so they're going to struggle and do what they need to do. That's what I really call an independent woman, not just a woman that has everything, the money and financial aid to take care of themselves like that, but a woman that's barely making it and not running to a man to ask him for this and that because they don't want to. And pride does come in the way a lot of times with a lot of issues, but this woman is determined to do it on her own, and she does it. That's the independent woman.
Or that's just the example she saw growing up, you know, by her mother. Maybe it's not a pride thing. Maybe that's all she knows is to make a way.
That's true. All right.
Let me go to tonight's
story.
That
was my situation, really.
Oh, okay. Let me go to tonight's story. We're going to come back to some of this here. Our characters in tonight's story are Warren and Vicky. Warren and Vicky. When Warren and Vicky met nearly a year ago, things seemed to be so perfect that they thought they would get married, since they were both introduced by a mutual friend who thought that they would make the perfect couple. Now, prior to marriage, the couple did not spend a great deal of time together because they both actually had hectic jobs. As such, when they were together, it was always fun and delightful. Now that they are into their eighth month, not eighth year, but their eighth month of marriage, Warren is having some difficulty dealing with Vicky's independence because she does not give the impression that she really needs to be dependent on him for anything other than occasional companionship. Now, Vicky is a very independent woman and takes pride in being so. She was this way when actually Warren met her. She is not at all arrogant in her attitude. She just has not depended much on a man supporting her, which is what she grew up with. They are both in their early 30s, and neither of them have children or have ever been previously married. Now, some of the independence that Vicky displays that Warren is having difficulty with in handling include the following. Number one, she has a managerial job, which pays her just as much as Warren makes on his own job. Number two, she is highly educated and capable of taking care of herself, just as Warren is. Number three, she has a good savings account, just like Warren. Number four, she takes care of her automobile and other personal things when it needs service or repairs. Number five, she handles 90% of any personal or professional problems that she may encounter, whether it's with family, coworkers, staff, friends, and anything along those lines. And finally, she seldom, if ever, has to ask anyone for anything and pretty much depends on herself for just about all of her needs. She does enjoy Warren. She loves him. Vicky has a great deal of respect and love for Warren, but does not have to seek his advice for just about anything. Now, this is what Warren is having a problem with, because he wants to feel like she needs him. This is causing problems in their marriage, yet Vicky assures him that she really loves him and that he should not let her independence bring friction to their marriage. Now, Warren recently moved out. He moved out because of this, and Vicky is hurting, but she continues to function anyway. in her daily task. That's a woman for you, though. Now, the question,
keep it
the question that I start out with my feature guest, now, Vicky misses her husband, and has tried numerous times to reach out to him, but he's so prideful that he does not want to live under these conditions. And the first question that I start with you, Ms. Shane, on with this, is Warren showing signs of being insecure? I think so.
I for sure think so. I mean, to the point he's out the house, that's a problem. That's a big personal problem. And one of the things that I like about this is, you know, before the show, I knew that we were going to talk about this. I have tons of males and give me their perspective. And insecurity was one of the things that came up in the conversation. And I just want to, you know, thank Mr. Gonzalez. He's on Instagram as Mr. Gonzalez and Joe underscore Vincent. He's also on Instagram as J-A-R-R-E-A-U underscore V-I-N-S-O-N. Both of them said insecurity is at the root of this topic. And Juan, to the point where he's moving out the house because of the fact that he feels he's not feeling needed. I mean, can't you do some things to, you know, maybe rectify the situation a bit? Yeah, I think she could try a little harder. But at the end of the day, a woman can't change a man. That was one of the things that my male friend said. A woman cannot change a man. If you are coming into a relationship and you're already insecure, there's nothing that other person's going to be able to do to fix that. That comes from within. You know?
Right, and I certainly agree with that. Let's give Tim, let's bring you in here and get your perspective. And then I got another question because, Ms. Shane, you mentioned that, you know, are there some things that she can possibly do to perhaps make her marriage, make Warren feel a little bit more comfortable? And one of my questions is going to be coming back to you on, should she have to dumb down, you know, to satisfy him?
Well,
but first, let's go to Tim.
Go ahead, Tim.
All right, let me bring Tim in, and then we're going to come back to you. I mean, go ahead, Tim. What's your perspective on what Ms. Shaney has presented?
I'm sorry, Dr. Walker, but I kind of stepped out of the room for a second, so I didn't really hear. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
well, let me go back.
I'll go back to my point.
Go ahead.
So I feel that she doesn't have to dumb down anything. For example, if I was Juan's wife, I would say, you know, babe, I came home from a long day's work. My feet hurt. Can you rub my feet? That is something that, one, will bring them together in a physical and intimate way, and he feels like he's fulfilling a need for her. She's not asking him for money. She's not asking him, you know, so she, both of it's compromise. It's not dumbing anything down. It's compromise. And if they're in a marriage, you know, you're a married man, you're going to have to find that middle ground. So,
but
things
now,
like that.
I got to take off the gloves before Tim does, I'm sure. But when you're saying when you're putting it that way, and this brother is already having some issues, and then you come home and say, you know what, babe, my feet are tired. I had a rough day. Can you? That almost sounds subservient. But I want you to stand by. Just hold on just for a second. That sounds, and I know everybody who's listening, we're going to get a lot of flack from that comment you just made.
Uh-oh.
Because brother's going to be like, is she out of her mind? What?
Hey,
you know, here it is.
That's
the way she needs me. You know, come and rub my feet.
Yeah.
Tim, we're going to give you an opportunity. Go ahead.
Shoulders.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one taking my gloves off because I took my shoes off too just now because that high, you need to get me. But no, just because you're independent and you make money, oh. That doesn't mean I'm your servant too now. I'm not going to be your servant.
Oh, my goodness, I'm in trouble.
What if my feet hurt?
Oh, my.
Are you going to rub my feet? You can't rub my feet because my feet, I'm going to say because I don't make as much money as you, that means you can't rub my feet?
Listen, that's when she has to turn on that womanly charm, and she's going to have to know, baby, it's not like that. We can rub each other's feet. You know,
okay,
that's
you rub,
okay.
How about if you rub mine first?
That's fine. That can be remedied, too. That's fine.
Okay.
So when you came across Ms. Jamie as that part first, I mean, it's like every brother out there is like, you know what? I'm going to send this man a million comments because they're wondering now, is that the typical thought of these so-called independent women? And that's making them, what you've done now has made these guys madder.
Oh, boy. Oh, gentlemen, calm down. Gentlemen, calm down.
Now, here's the thing. What's interesting, it probably gets worse. Let's bring in another question here. Now, Tim, let me start you out with this one here. Is anything wrong, in your opinion, is Warren being fair to Vicky because she can handle 90% of her own needs? She doesn't need him to take her car to get an oil change. She doesn't need him to put tires on the car. I mean, she just has it. She can handle it. She can, you know, only time she needs him is when she's feeling a little intimate or some companionship, she needs to take him to a function on her job. Is anything wrong with that?
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with that. But
okay,
you know,
tell me, Tim.
But you know something? If she only wants him when it's that time, then let it be. Let her handle her own car, her own everything else, and call me when you're ready for something else. You're so big and bad.
All right. So, Tim, if that's the case, then, Tim, what's the point? Like, we had this show 2 weeks straight. What's the point to them even being married? Is there a point to that? Other than
exactly.
She needs them at bedtime or occasionally? Huh?
No, there's no point. Just call me when you need me for that.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
You do what you need to do then. If you're going to treat me like that, then that's the only time you need to call me then.
All right, Ms. Shaney, just before you come in with a rebuttal, let me just say this here. And, I mean, oftentimes when women can come across that strong, you know, towards a man where they're showing these signs of independence so great that it's almost as if they don't really need the guy that they're with, normally, that guy has found someone else that makes him feel needed, because a man uses his nature is protect, provide, and to care, to love that woman, and to really be there to please her. And when he's not finding that from that woman, he is likely, and I'm giving you my professional opinion here, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it. In this case, that man is likely to find someone that makes him feel she needs him, because it makes a man feel like he's wearing hair on his chest, makes him feel 10 feet tall when that woman makes him feel like he's needed. Tim, give me your perspective. Then we're going to ask Ms. Shaney to rebuttal. Give us a rebuttal if she has one.
That's when the relationships start going crazy, because there is a woman out there that will make that man feel needed and wanted, and he will turn to that woman. So that just goes to show you that a lot of times the woman is the one who starts these men messing around because they don't want to act right. It's always the woman's fault.
Wait, say that last part again, because now we're getting a lot of flack. You know what he said? The last part.
Do I need to say it louder? Because I have no issue saying it's always the woman's fault when the man starts to cheat.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Take off the gloves, Ms. Shaney.
Okay.
Go ahead. Take off the gloves.
Okay, Mr. Tim. So, based on your story, you said that Juan knew Vicky was like this before they got married, correct?
Yeah.
So the brother knew what he was signing up for before they got married, right?
Yes, one would think so. But he did, you know. But you know, you don't really know a person till you live with them. You really don't. So he did know what he was signing up for. What's your point, Ms. Shaney? Give us your point.
My point is, in this scenario, he knew that he had an independent woman, and I feel that if it was going to, if he felt uncomfortable, he shouldn't have signed up for this particular woman. Maybe he needs someone that does need their meals to get paid for and does need him to take out the garbage and do the oil change. Maybe he needs to go find that, because guess what? The grass might not be greener on the other side. He might have empty pockets with the next chick, but that's the risk he's going to run. You know what I'm saying? I feel that at the end of the day, Juan is insecure. And even if his wife is maybe even making that insecurity grow, he's still a broken person due to his insecurity. So, I hear what you're saying. But this brother's broken already. So if there's a bunch of broken brothers out there that can't deal with the independent woman, maybe they need to go and fix themselves and then bring something that's not broken to our table because we're ready to eat.
You know what? That comment Ms. Shaney just said right then, I told you all, it gets worse. It gets worse because now I'm getting all of this flack in. They're saying we're going to have to do a part two on this one because, Ms. Shaney, you're opening up a can of worms because now that you're accusing the brothers of being broken out here, that's even more offensive. That's why I told y'all it gets worse when you start listening to them. And now I need her to respond. Tim, we're going to give you an opportunity. We got to go to North Carolina just for a second. But, Tim, I need you to respond because I need Ms. Shaney to respond because, Tim, you made a comment that it's always the woman's fault that the man cheats. But I need to let these people hear this, what Ms. Shaney is saying about her last comment. Let's go to North Carolina real quick, and then we got to come back to give Tim an opportunity to respond. Let's go to 919-494. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Yes, how's everyone doing this evening?
We're doing
fine.
Good,
how are
you? We were, but there's some heated stuff on there tonight. Who are we speaking with?
I just heard, I think Tim was his name, and he said that it's always a woman's fault when a man cheats.
I'm with
Mrs. Shaney. I disagree with that. There is some men that is just, it's in their nature anyway, whether they get, you know, I didn't hear the first beginning of the of what happened or whatever, but I disagree saying that it's always a woman's fault. Sometimes it's just within a man anyway to cheat, whether he has a very good spouse or wife or whatever, but it's just in their nature. And some of them is just, hey, pardon my French, but they just foolish men anyway. So
what's your name,
they
girl?
Can't
what's your
deal
name?
With an independent woman, and they knew that, as Ms. Shaney said, and they knew that before they hooked up, then maybe they should have got somebody that was totally dependent on them.
What's your name, ma'am? What's your name?
Christy.
Christy. You know,
Christy is preaching.
Okay. See, Tim, what do you think about that? I mean, this just sounds, they talk about male chauvinistic, but this almost sounds like it's the contrary. I mean, Tim, give us your thoughts.
Dr. Walker, look, a woman should always bow to a man, no matter what their status is. The man is always superior over a woman. So when a woman comes home from work and a man comes home, no matter what's going on, she should drop to her knees and bow to him and kiss his feet and say, thank you for being here.
We need to throw that brother off the show.
I'm going to get in the kitchen and cook for you right now. I don't care if she just worked 16 hours and that man only worked 1 hour. You come home, you go straight to the kitchen, cook for that man, take care of him like you're supposed to.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with that man cooking for her?
For what? She's the woman. She's supposed to cook.
Okay.
Man,
yes. In this day and age, she's working also, so he's not the only one working.
You just said it. In this day and age. Now, back in the 50s, what did a woman do?
Back in the 50s, what year is it now? It's 2018, 17.
Here's the problem. You women fought for this equal opportunity. We gave it to you, and now you're complaining about it.
Oh, my goodness.
You sound like you're complaining about it.
Hey, as long as you come home and cook dinner like you're supposed to. And when my feet are hurting, you rubbing my feet like you're supposed to.
Oh, no.
You are a great woman.
I feel for that sister.
Boy. Listen, Tim, I got to ask you this question because they're sending me comments. They want to know, are you married, Tim? They want to know, are you married?
Probably not.
I don't know why they want to ask that question, Tim, but they're asking me the question, are you married?
I'm married and have three girlfriends, and they all take good care of me.
Married three girlfriends? Oh, my goodness.
And I had four. Goodness. I just got rid of one of them because she decided she wanted to be independent. And I told her, yeah, that's fine, but you need to do better than this.
Wow, wow. But Tim, we're gonna ask you to stand by just a second. I gotta go to my featured guest and ask her. You know, I know everybody's pulling off the gloves and they're going barefoot and raw tonight, and that's what happens on this show from time to time. And we do respect other people's opinion, but are we coming to this, Miss Jamie, that independence is causing men to go out here and seek alternative women? Have we gotten to the point, as Tim has expressed?
Tim is one of these. See, Tim, at first you said in the beginning of this show, I'm going to recall your statements. You said you were a secure man, okay? You said that. Good. Is that not a fact? You said you were secure. I'm changing your status, okay? The statements and the comments you were making, guess what? You've been demoted, okay? One of those broken ones I talked about earlier. Okay?
Tim, you're a broken man now, Miss Jamie.
These are insecure guys. If the insecure man can't handle the independent woman and runs to the other woman across the fence, that just reiterates my point of him being insecure. Okay, and that was a point that one of my male friends I spoke to that I mentioned earlier, Mr. Ro Gonzalez on Instagram.
Right.
He said either the male that's intimidated is going to do one of two things. He's going to overcompensate and be something he's not. Tim sounds like he overcompensating. She got to cook, she got to this, and 16 hours of work, come home and do this. Listen, brother, you're overcompensating. Quit it.
Uh-huh.
Rub my feet, that whole thing. And then the second option is they run, which is what we're talking about. They go across the fence to Susie, Sally, Keisha, LaQuandria, and find comfort in the arms of another. And that's fine, too, because an independent woman's going to keep it pushing at the end of the day. She didn't need you before. She invited you in her life because she wanted companionship.
And, you know, that's
exactly
what happened. And that's what happened in our story tonight where Vicky, when Tim moved out of that – not Tim. I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to call your name out there. But when Warren moved out of the house, what happened was she kept it moving, even though she tried to reach out because she missed her husband, but she still, in fact, she kept it moving. You're listening. I got to do a commercial break, you all. You're listening live to Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. Tonight's topic is, are some men intimidated by independent women? We want to bring Christy back in to ask her a comment. And I'd like to hear from one or two more of you all. If you have a comment where you're saying that if you feel that some men are intimidated by independent women, and what makes you think that way? Let's bring Christy back in real quickly. Christy, what makes you think that some men might be intimidated by women?
Because, as you're saying, we're talking about independent women, and some men want a woman that totally depend on them for everything. You know, they can't do anything on their own unless they get permission per se. I'm sorry, I have never been, I've always been an independent woman, thank the Lord, and I will always be an independent woman, okay? And I am married, but hey, whenever my husband can't do, brother, I will find somebody else to do. That's just the bottom line. And life goes on.
Well, Christy, now where do you stand now? Are you saying the same thing that Tim is saying, that if he can't do, you will find somebody else to do? What are you saying?
Thank you, Dr. Walker.
No, I'm not saying. Well, I'm saying if it comes to doing things in the house, repairs or whatever, then
it didn't sound like you were saying that, Christy. Tim, what you think?
You just said it. If he can't do it, she finds somebody else to do it. But my thing is, if he can't do it, she needs to learn to do it so she can do it.
I can't do everything.
Right.
So
I'll pay
to have it done.
No.
And what's wrong with that?
See?
That's all she's saying. She's going to call a repairman.
No, you shouldn't have to call a repairman. If you get out there and learn to do it, you won't have to call a repairman. You can save that money.
Who's going to learn to do it?
The woman.
I'm not
the
trying
man
to do everything.
Woman
okay.
Do
okay.
Are you saying that?
Go
ahead, Miss Shaney.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Tim, are you saying that the repairman might come in and replace the man? Are you saying that, Tim?
See, and if that happens, then that woman pushed that man away. It's always the woman.
No, not necessarily. No, it is not. I disagree.
So let me ask, can I ask this question? Is there anything, I'm talking to Dr. Walker, I'm talking to Tim, is there anything an independent woman can do to be less intimidating? How can we accommodate you fellows out there that are so intimidated by us?
But that's another difference, though, Ms. Shaney, because you're inferring that the men are intimidated by independent women. But I'm going to respond to that. But first, let's go to the phone lines. Once again, they'll threaten me and they say, take some of these calls. Let's go to Let's go to South Florida. It looks like 954-206. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Rose,
Rose
is kind of hot tonight.
Rose again. I got you, Rose. You come on. I'm ready for you tonight.
Give her a chance. Rose hasn't even been on the show yet. But, Rose, what was your comment? Then we're going to go to Tallahassee. But let's just go to Rose real quick. Rose, go ahead. What's your comment?
I have been listening to the show. And, Dr. Walker, I'm going to tell you that Tim needs to go. Okay, because as I listen to Tim, I understand and I realize that he is a totally insecure man. He represents those insecure men. And so he needs to gather those men up and then they need to take a class as to how to deal with an independent woman. Okay, there is nothing wrong with a woman being independent. As a matter of fact, it's a plus to a man, or it should be a plus.
It should be.
Okay, because now this man don't have to do everything for her. He don't have to pay for everything, and he doesn't have to do everything. You know, so I think men need to embrace that. And if they maybe if they do, they would probably look at an independent woman in a different way. I really like what your guest speaker said. I forgot her name, but she mentioned that you have independent women who are humble. Okay,
right.
So I'm not talking about those that are arrogant and who wants to rub it in the man's face. You know,
or rather, have their shoot their feet rubbed when they come home.
You know what?
That's going to happen.
I wanted to come in on that. I pressed one, but you just didn't acknowledge me. What is wrong with a wife coming home and asking her husband to rub her feet? Come on,
that's not his job. That's not his job. She needs to go.
Tim, we're going to give you a chance to come in. Hold on 1 second, Tim. Go ahead, Rose, and finish your comment. And then we're going to go to Tallahassee, and then we're going to bring Tim back in.
I'm just going to say this and shut up. But you know what? That woman would be drawn so much closer to you if you would rub her feet sometimes when it hurts. You know?
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know why some men think that it's something horrible or demeaning for a woman to ask for a foot rub.
Rose is their loss. Rose is their loss.
Oh, Michelle. All right, Michelle's going to ask you to stand by just a second. Tim, before you come in, let's go to Tallahassee. We're going to go to 850. Looks like 212. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Mike.
Mike, thank you for joining us, Mike. Mike, it gets a little crazy because the question is asked, are some men intimidated by independent women? And we've got, I mean, we just got conflict all on the show tonight. What are your thoughts, Mike?
I beg the difference with Rose. I got a problem from the old school. I think women should be stay in their place. And when a man come home, she needs to make
We got another one on the line.
Yes, we do.
How you doing,
Let's let Mike finish.
You know what, Mike? Everyone got a chance to speak. Go ahead and speak your truth, brother. Go ahead. Let me hear what you have to say.
I don't want to step on on no toes.
Oh, you don't want to step on no toes, but you just called and said we need to stay in our place. Oh, my brother, you stepped on a few toes right now. But please,
but it can't be no worse than what Miss Shani said earlier when she had a long day and she said, "Babe, how about just rubbing my feet?" I mean, it can't be no worse than that, Miss Shani.
She's not ordering him. She's asking him lovingly. She's not ordering the brother to do it.
Tim, didn't it sound like it was ordering the brother, Tim? Tim, didn't it sound like it was ordering that brother?
What's your name again?
Yes, you feel that way,
what's
Tim?
I love this
Shani?
Brother right here because he
That's Mike.
Stay in her place. She needs to stay in her place. Yeah, she can go out there and work 16 hours, 18 hours if she can, or even 24 hours. Come home. Take care of her man regardless of how tired she is. Go in there and get that dinner cooked. Rub his
Mike,
back.
What's
rub
your
his
status? Feet. Single? Married? What's your situation?
Mike, they want to know if you're married or single.
Oh, yeah, I've been married 3 times. But that's only because I like things done.
Hey, Mike, I'm not judging you, my brother. Guess what? They said 3rd time's the charm, right? That's what they say, right?
Okay.
Well,
Mike, we're going to ask you to stand by. Just for a second, we're going to ask everybody to stand by. I need Christy. Christy, we've got, it seems like, and I'm trying to be as objective here as I possibly can. My producers are now telling me that we need to do a part two of this, and they want Miss Shani back on. Miss Shani, would you be able to do another part two? And they're going to have, Miss Shani?
Is Tim going to be on the show?
And Mike.
And
is Mike going to be back on?
I sure will. As soon as you tell me you're coming back, Dr. Walker, I'll be your special, special guest. Because I'm ready for her.
Well, then,
guess
what? I'll be there. Okay.
When are we doing this next show, Dr. Walker? Please let me know.
Miss Shani, are you available next week?
I'll check my calendar and I will move things around if I have to.
Okay, next week then. We're on for next week. Let me just say this here. I gotta go to Christy just for a second because she's bouncing to get in. Christy, it seems like there's a consensus with the men, Mike and Tim, that the women need to stay in their place because they're thinking maybe along the lines of how they did it. Tim mentioned in the 50s and how women did things. What are your thoughts on that, Christy? I mean, they seem to stay married longer in the 50s and so forth and so on. What are your thoughts, Christy?
Back then in the 50s, you know, it wasn't like it is today. You find more independent women. Back in the 50s, the women had more children. They couldn't work, okay? Now, today, 2017, you're finding more women that do work. So as a result, then, yes, they have become more independent. And a question to Tim, and I heard Mike say he's been married 3 times, so that speaks for itself. How many times, Tim, have you been married?
I've been married 5 times right now, but I have a wife now and 3 girlfriends.
So I must
be doing something
both
right.
Brothers can't talk. Listen to how long, many times they've been married. So how they seem like they have a problem. Okay, it ain't the women. I think it's the brothers.
Well, let me ask this. Let me bring Mike in just for a second. Mike, Christy is saying that it's the brothers and not necessarily the women. But, Mike, could it be that the women got on your nerves and that's what caused you to change so many wives?
Dr. Walker, listen,
exactly
what you mean is
he
getting on nerves?
I'm
just asking a question. I'm not trying to start anything. I was just asking a question.
No, but Dr. Walker told it right. They did. That was...
Okay, and Tim, let's go to you just for a second. What caused you to be married so many times, Tim? I mean... What happened?
Because
you were a faithful husband at some point to some of them.
I'm still a faithful man. I know how to be faithful when I feel like it, but they got on my nerves. Like women always do, they get on your nerves. They just don't know how to act right sometimes.
And Rose, let's bring Rose in for a second because, Tim, you said something specifically about Rose, and we heard Mike mention Rose. So let's give Rose an opportunity to see what beef they seem to have with Rose because they don't seem to agree with what you were saying, Miss Rose, and you sounded like you were in agreement with Miss Shaney. And see, I knew that was going to cause a lot of controversy when Miss Shaney made those comments she made earlier. Go ahead, Rose.
Well, as I listen, you know, the fact that Mike has been married 3 times and Tim 5, that speaks for itself, as someone said. The reason why they're married so many times is because they're insecure, for one. So as soon as the woman shows any kind of independence, they become intimidated and they have to move on. They have to leave because they cannot deal with it. Okay, and they think that they can find comfort with someone else. But the mistake that they're making, I'm pretty sure this is probably what happened, when they move on to someone else and marry that other person, they took themselves with them. That's what they're not realizing. They're taking themselves. And that's the reason why they have to keep on changing partners, because they have themselves. It's not the woman's fault. It's theirs.
Well,
yeah.
Let's bring Mike in. Let's bring Mike in, then we're going to bring Miss Shaney in, then we're going to bring Tim in. Mike, this sounds, I don't know, I'm trying to keep peace on the air and as trying to be as objective as I can, but it sounds like this is becoming a gender thing here where the women are blaming the men. And is that, from your perspective, Mike, the case here? Mike? Let's go to
one of these women said something he didn't like, and he probably just hung up.
You know, that's one of the things he talked about. These insecure men like to run. I hope he has his running shoes on.
I don't mean to get out of character. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. Ms. Shaney, let's bring you in. Let's bring you back in and ask the question. Like in our story tonight, here it is with Vicki and Warren. Should Vicki you mentioned earlier that there were some changes that Vicki could possibly do to appease Warren. What might those changes be? Because I'm thinking that after you've heard what the men have presented tonight, do you feel really that Vicki needs to make changes? I really don't.
I think Vicki, if she's, first of all, it's a marriage. So we're going to try by any means necessary to keep this thing going, right? Because it's a marriage. It's not just boyfriend and girlfriend. They jumped the broom, okay? So they took vows. So I feel that if her mate, Juan, that she probably should have known was insecure before she married him, just like he should have known that she was independent before he married her, is mentioning that he's really feeling convicted. I think that there can be some compromise. Not saying that she can dumb down the independent woman she is, but like I said, if she has a hard day at work, or maybe just lounging around the house, she can ask him to rub her shoulders or rub her feet. That'll bring them closer together. She can then in turn return the favor, just because Tim earlier was like, she can't rub my feet. Of course, she's a loving wife. She can rub your feet as well. Maybe not take out the garbage that day. Let him take out the garbage and say, babe, you know, can you take it out? Can you take the garbage out for me? She can do it herself, but give him the sense of the fact that he's needed. Okay. These are you know what? I hear chuckling in the background. I just can't. But these are little things. These are little things that she can do to make him feel needed, because I feel like at the end of the day, a woman cannot change a man. And women out there that watch out for the Tims and the Mikes of the world, please do not let them put a ring on it, because it doesn't sound like these are secure men, all right, unfortunately.
Be an independent woman
to a secure man. That's my final word on that. Be an independent woman to a secure man.
I have a wife.
Hold on. Tim, we're going to give you a chance. We'll come back and give our final word. Tim, go ahead. We're going to give you, Ms. Shaney, the final word, but I want to bring Christy in just for a second, and Rose. Go ahead, Tim.
No, I was just letting her know. I have a wife with a ring on her finger, and the other three women, they have rings on their fingers, but I'm doing something right. And they know about each other.
We don't want those rings out of the Cracker Jack box. We don't want those rings out of the Cracker Jack box. You can take those back.
It would be a Cheerio. It's still a ring on a finger.
Okay.
Okay.
Rose, give us your final thought, Rose, on our sin men. How can men overcome being intimidated by independent women?
I think they need to work on themselves. Sometimes they might need some counseling. They need to go and deal with whatever it is that is causing them to feel so intimidated by a woman. There's some roots, something deep down, maybe even from childhood, you know, and they need to find the reason out. So I think they need to go maybe get some counseling to find out exactly what it is that's causing them to feel that way. Also, sometimes men, they probably don't further their education, and that is another intimidation on them. If they are with a woman that is well-educated, they can go back to school. It doesn't matter their age. If they know that that's the reason, they could go back to school and improve their education if that's one of the reasons that's causing them to feel that way.
All right. We're running out of time, and I want to give my future guest a final word, but let me go to Christy real quick, and Christy, ask you this question. What could make some men, if you feel that they are intimidated by some independent women, just as Rose just presented, what do you think that they can do to help themselves outside of maybe something that Rose has presented?
Well, for one thing, they should take marriage very, very serious, and they should not, again, I repeat, they should not go into making that step until they're really sure that they are ready to be committed to one person, not five, not three. Because the marriage vow still says to death do us part, so they should make sure that they are ready for that true commitment.
Well, maybe they got out of it, Christine, so they wouldn't have to kill the person.
Dr. Walker, real quick, sometimes these women will make you want to kill them till death do they part.
You know what?
But so, Tim, let's get your thought. You know, it sounds like you presented it, and we're going to give Ms. Shaney the final word. Tim, you said that you are a secure man in your being and who you are. So, Tim, would you say that the three wives that you've had, would you say that they, what Rose is saying that, it was you, Tim, that said that the woman is always the blame. Were those women the blame for you moving on, Tim? And if so, how can independent women change, if necessary, for your satisfaction?
All a woman has to do is just bow down to me, and I'm good. You're a perfect woman as long as you bow to me. When I come in the room, she needs to stand. Not only bow, stand up, acknowledge my presence, bow to me. You can kiss my face.
Were you born in America, Tim? Were you born in America, or were you from one of the other countries?
Yes.
No, I'm from this country.
A planet off of, that we don't even know about.
No, I'm from this country, from this planet.
We need to get some. Doc, don't you have a psychology degree? This brother needs.
Yes, I do. Let's bring. They're telling me I got to get off the air. Ms. Shaney, we're giving you the final word. You know, we're going to tune everybody else out. We're giving you the final word. What can you say in closing here that can help men and women who might be going through this right now bring their marriage somewhere within proximity of trying to get along? Give us your thoughts and as a final word.
Well, there's a million independent women out there, and ladies, keep being independent. Don't let anyone stifle what you've accomplished and what you have built for yourself. And if there are men out there that feel like Tim and Mike, I do agree with the caller. You need to seek counseling. You need to seek of furthering your education. You need to seek prayer. Maybe Jesus could help you to maybe deal with some of those issues that are underlying. And I feel that independent women continue to be independent women to a secure man. I think that's the key. align yourself, women and men alike, with someone who is secure in who they are, who appreciates you for who you are, and really get to know someone before you jump that broom. And if you're in a marriage and you're unhappy, and I can relate to that, and apparently Tim and Mike can too because they've been through several. I think you guys sit down and go through counseling and talk these things out because there's compromise. There's a middle ground you guys can find. And that's my final word, independent women. Be independent women to secure men.
All right. On that note, we are clearly out of time. Listen, I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to thank you, Ms. Shaney, for being my featured guest this evening. We are certainly looking
forward. Thank you
for having me. Yes, we're certainly looking forward to you being back with part two. If anything changes, please let us know early enough so that we can schedule another show, and then we can always do this one another time if your schedule does not permit. Those of you all callers that we weren't able to get to tonight, we were limited with the producers telling us who we could bring in. We do apologize, but don't give up in listening to the show. And, in fact, join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us back here next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, part two, Are Some Men Intimidated by Independent Women? When we are looking for our featured guest to once again be Ms. Shaney. All right, until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.